June 16, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Transformed by Jesus. Opening prayer. Loving Savior, you deserve more thanksgiving and praise than I could ever offer you. Read John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus changes water into wine. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples. There they stayed for a few days. Reflect. Recall signposts, people, conversations, songs, sermons, situations that marked the road that led you to faith in Jesus. In what ways are you a signpost in another's journey? Jesus' first sign involved changing water into wine. The bride's family was spared humiliation, and the wedding celebrations continued without disruption. However, this first of the signs through which Jesus revealed his glory held far deeper significance, for it resulted in his disciples' belief, a saving faith in a Savior who would bear their sin and shame, and also bless them with abundant life. In the rich symbolism of the Bible, the number 6 represents imperfection and inadequacy, while 7 signifies perfection and fullness. While it is a contested interpretation, the 6 stone water jars could symbolize Judaism's purification rites, rituals which pointed to important realities but were woefully inadequate fully or permanently to cleanse people of their sin. Filled to the brim, these water jars represented the best that Judaism could offer. The banquet master's remark, "You have saved the best till now," finds an exciting echo in Hebrews. In these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, the Son who alone provided purification for sins. Water cleanses and refreshes the body. Jesus purifies and renews the heart. Water is essential for human life. Jesus alone offers living water, indispensable for eternal life, and promises rivers of living water flowing from within those who believe in him. On the third day, Jesus transformed water into wine, a sign that inaugurated his ministry of transformation. On another unforgettable third day, Jesus rose from the dead. His resurrection power transforms not just substances, but lives. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Apply. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Closing prayer. Jesus, draw me into a deeper, stronger relationship with you. Let me never lose the joy that is found in you.